Ah, Kirk, my old friend. Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us revenge is a dish that is best served cold?
Hey, gang, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. Where's the party? Right here with my good buddy Tom Dugan. Where else? WCAT. Meow.
This is U.S. Senator Scott Brown. You're listening to Paying Attention on WCAP, where everybody absolutely gets it.
Well, I think for everybody who wants to know who is the establishment candidate and who is the grassroots citizen candidate, having the Valley Paper endorse is just a really, really important thing. It's the largest Tea Party newspaper in the country, and it just reaches a tremendous number of grassroots activists.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
By tomorrow, I will rule the world!
You think he's gone? He's not gone! That's the whole point! He's never gone!
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Welcome. You've got mail.
Paying attention!
Well, I must have not been paying attention. Just talking to me. Do you think that you
follow through on?
Do you deny it?
I absolutely deny
nobody
calling the Valley Patriot or arranging for the Valley Patriot to go to your home. Yes, I absolutely deny that. I deny that on my son. And how dare you come here and say that to me? I know exactly who you were pointing your finger at. Under no circumstances did I go to the Valley Patriot to set you people up. Under no circumstances. If you are in a bad situation, that is because yourself and Chris made a bad business choice. Period.
Do you feel that?
I was asked, I do feel that way. I was asked a question from a reporter. I gave my honest answer of how I feel. I'm sorry if you disagree with it and you don't like what I had to say. Sorry. I am not comfortable getting in the middle of any personal business dealings. But when asked a question, and as chairman of the Board of Selectmen, I personally don't care who you use, but you should have used or put a little bit more thought into it when your wife is chairman of the school committee.
One instruction today, and you blew it. She's right out of the gate. No. It's an
info. Oh, I don't mind just a little. It's driving me out of my mind. You up, oh, could you spare me the riddle and hand me a bottle of something that's hollow I can climb inside? It's a lifetime movie.
We'll get them there by next week. All righty then, 978-454-4980. Boy, do we have a treat for you today. Paul Morano taking the day off. And that's a treat in and of itself. But replacing Paul is my good friend Tennis the Communist, Tennis Lilly, who's a frequent caller of the show. And I think he even called into my very first show back in like 1999. So good to have you here, Tennis.
Thank you, Tom. And I'm not a communist, but
yeah,
that's
he's a communist. 978-454-4980. All kinds of things to get to today. Tons of things happening in Lawrence. Things are finally starting to pick up in the city. It's been quiet for a while. All kinds of things happening in. Let me pull up my little list here on my sticky notes. I get this great program on Windows 7 called Sticky Notes.
Yes.
Have you used that?
Yes. It's
I use it for everything. Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe somebody finally invented something like this.
You notice Windows 7 is very Mac-like.
Yeah, it is. But the only thing is that the search engine blows.
Yeah, well,
it's just awful. I mean, yeah. I can't find anything on my hard drive. I have to go back to my Windows XP and try and find stuff. Oh. All right.
Yeah.
You can't nod. It's kind of radio.
Yeah.
This is the first time look, Tim. We have him call in, and I tell him you got a minute, and he doesn't stop talking. I ask him a question, I go, yep.
he just put the head up and down.
All right, so what do we have? Darren Frazier, we talked about that last week. We're going to talk a little bit more about Officer Darren Frazier, the Florida elections. I remember telling my good communist friend, Tennis Lilly, when I was in the tired old Lawrence station, that sooner or later we were going to have broccoli police in the United States. And I have the clip. I don't have it with me, but I'll bring it next week. And I have the clip of him telling me how silly I was being and how I was being, how it was all rhetoric and I didn't know what I was talking about. It was never going to happen. Now we've got sugar police, so we'll talk about that. Methuen School Superintendent Scannell was the subject of an Eagle Tribune hit. A week and a half ago, we didn't get a chance to talk about that on last week's show, so we'll talk about that today. Bomb scare in the city of Lawrence, Willie Lantique with the chief.
That's interesting.
That's a very interesting story. I understand, we have this just breaking coming in now, that on Farnham Street there's some kind of a hostage situation in the city of Lawrence, that they've got the SWAT team out there, and I've gotten several text messages in the last minute and a half. So anybody who is on the ground, if you're in that neighborhood, we've got tons of people who listen to this show from that neighborhood, either shoot me a text or call us on the air and give us, especially if you're standing there, you could be like a live correspondent, and just let us know what you're seeing. Grab one of the auxiliary cops like Jay Jackson, because he always knows all kinds of stuff that's going on. And their job is basically to block the streets off so they're not really busy. Go over and ask them what's going on, and then call us up and let us know. What else do we have? The Chelmsford Lincoln Reagan Gala is next Friday.
It's Chelmsford.
Chelmsford. The Chelmsford Republican Town Committee's Lincoln Reagan Gala is next week, and I've been asked to be the guest speaker, or at least one of the guest speakers. And so I'm going to be talking about media bias at the local level, which I think is way more important than the national level, and then how that translates into media bias at the national level. Tennis, you look like you really wanted to say something. You got to talk really close into that.
Media bias.
Yeah, there's no media bias at all, Tennis. The media is completely objective. Well, they just tell the story.
I don't think it's nearly as prevalent as you think it is.
As somebody who owns media and is in media and has been in media for the last God knows how many years, way longer than it should be, I can tell you there's way, way, way more media bias than most people think. Way more media bias.
Well, I think what the media landscape has changed so much in the last 10 years, and I will agree that the things that you used to be able to rely on aren't as reliable as they used to be.
Yeah, news isn't news anymore.
No.
I put on Shepard Smith and the lead story is Charlie Sheen and the next story is Lindsay Lohan,
yeah,
we've lost our way.
Oh, I agree. I agree. 100%.
I mean, we've got guys getting shot and killed in Afghanistan. We've got the guy that Kim Jong-il is dead. We have no idea what's going to happen in North Korea. We got the looming nuclear threat in Iran. And with everything going on in the world, on any given day, if you can put on news, even like a good news or a better news outlet like Fox News,
what?
They're much less biased than the rest. They're biased,
what?
But less biased than the rest.
Oh, my God.
When you even put on Fox News and the top two news stories are Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan, then we have completely lost our way. Completely. So I'm going to talk a lot about media bias at the local and national level. We can even chat about it on the show.
I'm still trying to grasp the Fox News is less biased.
Tell me how Fox News is more biased than any other news station.
Everything.
And let's remind people
Fox
what those
news.
Other news stations are. MSNBC.
Which is very
ABC,
biased.
ABC, NBC, CBS, all of which very biased.
I think CBS is probably
CNN,
less
which
biased.
Is less biased than the rest but still biased. And Fox, which is less biased than CNN but still biased.
I think if you cast news out last.
Can you put him up a little, Tim? I think his mic's just a little down.
Is this better? I think if you look at the broadcast news outlets, CBS is probably the least biased. I think CNN is probably the better cable news network.
CBS, you say?
Yeah, I think CBS is probably the better broadcast.
Was CBS not the one that just last week had that disgraceful yellow journalism story of Newt Gingrich's ex-wife? Was that not CBS? Yeah, I think it was.
You don't think that's relevant?
No, it's not even relevant at all. And I don't think, and I'm shocked to hear you even question that. For the 10 or 12 years I've been on the air, we've had numerous discussions,
yes.
Tennis, you and I,
yes,
about what is news and what's not news.
Right.
And what's not news, I thought we both agreed, was what happens in someone's personal life.
What happens in someone's personal life, as a general rule, is private. Private behavior is just that. It's private behavior. But there's a difference here. One, when you have someone running for the highest office in the country, I think character becomes an issue. And while I really don't care
well,
that...
it becomes an issue because the media makes it an issue, but the question is, should it be an issue?
Character is absolutely an issue when you're talking about the President
but
of the United States.
But should it be?
Yes.
I think character should be.
Character counts. And
all right. So a guy who's been divorced, a woman who's had an abortion...
Three times. Divorced
those
three
are things
times.
We should hold against people who divorced, run for office. So if we find out that Elizabeth Warren had an abortion at one point, we should make that a news story.
No, because I don't think
that's relevant because it's character and it's a character issue.
No, I don't think abortion is a character issue. No.
Really?
I think that's
because I think there's a lot of people out there who think abortion's really a character issue.
I'm sure they do. Right. But I think when you have somebody who's been divorced three times, is on his fourth marriage, and what really pushes that over into something that is a public conversation is the fact that running as a conservative Republican...
What does that have to do with it?
Running as a conservative Republican... I'm going to get to that. This is a group of people who are talking about family values and morality and want to make that a central part of their campaign.
Yes.
So when you have somebody who talks about traditional marriage, family values, takes a fidelity pledge, yet he's ruined three marriages through extramarital affairs, and his own personal life is a train wreck, but he wants to tell people how to live their lives.
He does?
To be a leader.
Tell me how he wants to tell people how to live their lives.
The whole Republican platform is chocked full of character and family values, traditional marriage. These are things that I don't think the government has any business getting involved in. But if you have a group of people that are going to make this part of their campaign, traditional family values, morality, ethics, well, then that person's own character is perfectly valid as a point of discussion.
Why? Well, let me ask you this, Tennis. Have you ever broken the speed limit?
Sure.
Okay. Have you ever gone out and advocated doing away with the speed limit?
No.
Why not? I mean, you did it. It's relevant, right? You should be out there promoting getting rid of the speed limit because you yourself have broken the speed limit.
No, because if I get caught breaking the speed limit, mm-hmm. I'm going to get a ticket, and mm-hmm. I deserve to get a ticket. And I'm not saying that I don't deserve to get a ticket.
Right.
I'm not out there preaching about the speed limit, though.
But if you were running for office, if you were running for state rep, and a measure came up about doing away with the speed limit, and you were one of the – and I would imagine because you're a sensible guy, even though you're liberal, that you would be advocating not doing away with the speed limit – would it then be okay for the media to go out and drum up all of the times that you got caught speeding? I see it as exactly the same thing with this marriage stuff. You can be a conservative Republican who cheats on his wife, who screws around with everything that moves, and still promote family values as the ideal for society.
Does that make you that credible?
It does not make you a hypocrite, and it does not make you not credible, because when you are breaking the speed limit, you're not making a statement that we should do away with the speed limit. When you're cheating on your wife, you're not making a statement that we should do away with family values in society.
There's a big difference here, though, okay?
I don't think there's any difference at all.
No, there's a huge difference. And by the way, I agree 100% that hypocrisy does not make you wrong, okay? We talked about this when we talked about Al Gore and the distortions.
How come
about
you're way more animated on the phone?
I don't know.
Right.
We talked about Al Gore and how they distort his personal home energy usage and everything.
Yes.
That's not relevant at all to whether or not global warming is real or whether or not we should do something about it. You can be a 300-pound, overweight, chain-smoking cardiologist.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're a bad cardiologist.
Right.
It doesn't mean
and if you go out and you promote doing away with obesity, healthy eating, healthy exercising, and you chain-smoke 3 packs a day and you're fat and you're a doctor – that's not relevant either, is it?
No, it's not horribly relevant, but
right.
Here's the
so
point,
So you made
though.
My point,
but
thank
here,
you.
No, I didn't make the point. Here's the thing. Gingrich and the rest of the Republicans think this is something the government should be involved in.
No, they want the government out and
oh,
not
no, they
be
don't.
Involved in.
No, they don't. This is what kills
I'm
me.
I'm pretty sure I'm a Republican, no. And I'm pretty sure I know where I stand.
This is what
better than you do.
This is what kills me about conservatives, about Republicans.
Yes.
You scream and yell about the government getting their hands in your wallet.
Right.
Get your hands out of my pocket. But you don't have a problem with the government getting into the doctor's office or into your bedroom. I have a huge problem with that. That hypocrisy matters. Sometimes hypocrisy does matter. See, I'm not like Paul where everything's always
black
right,
and white,
always
right,
wrong.
Yeah.
We go to the extremes. There is a middle ground, and you have to look at the context. Newt Gingrich, as a congressman, I could care less about who he sleeps with and what he does with his personal life. But when you want to hold the highest office in the country, you want to have the launch codes to a nuclear arsenal, you want to be a leader. And regardless of how jaded you are politically, the president is still the leader of the country. Character matters.
So Bill,
which
Clinton,
is why I would
so
not.
So Bill Clinton was a disgraceful president in your eyes.
I was deeply disappointed. That was a character flaw. I did.
But did that make him a bad president? I mean, Bill Clinton banged everything that moved, and he was still a pretty good president. And I'm a Republican saying that.
He was a pretty good president. This made him less of a good president in my eyes. John Edwards. Look at John Edwards. I was a huge supporter of John Edwards.
Right.
I actually ran into Elizabeth.
But they got him on. But see, what they got him on was the same thing they got Gary Hart on. Neither one of which I think should have ever been news. However, what they got him on was lying. That they looked into the camera and they said, I did not have sex with that woman. John Edwards said he's not cheating on his wife. These guys lied about it, and that's why they got caught. That was the story.
What the story was for me, okay, and, you know, again, personal behavior is personal behavior, but there's a limit to everything. And when your wife is terminally ill and she is out there campaigning for you, and you talk about this. You make this a focal point of your campaign.
Yeah,
about your wife. You talk about your family. You talk about values. And while your wife is out there spending the last best years of her life taking crap from Ann Coulter, spending 10, 12 hours a day dragging the kids around campaigning, and you're sleeping with another woman and fathering a child, that's an issue of fundamental character.
Why did this mic just does not work?
Well,
Bill Clinton was.
He was on the clock.
So let's go back.
I don't think he should have been impeached, but I think it's, you know. By the way, I would have been happy to not know about what Bill Clinton did, but
I don't think anybody should have known what was alleged against Bill Clinton. I think what CBS did was one of the most despicable instances of yellow journalism I've seen in the last 10 years. They brought in the guy's ex-wife. To ask the ex-wife to badmouth, and she was only brought on for one reason. She wasn't brought on to say, you know, even though he's my ex-husband, we're getting along great, and we have a good relationship because we have kids together. Blah. They brought her on to trash Newt. Yeah. If you brought my ex on and asked her what she thought of me, and I was running for office, she could swear. And I'm going to say I said it last week. She could swear on a stack of Bibles and pass a lie detector that I was the guy behind the grassy knoll shooting Kennedy, and I wasn't even born yet. So you're going to ask somebody's ex-wife or somebody's ex to come in. That's despicable yellow journalism.
I agree it's a hit, but by the same token, should you be out campaigning on... I mean, look, if you put yourself in the... I'm not running for office. I'm not a perfect person.
Right.
Neither are you. Okay?
I'm pretty close, though.
I've done things that are wrong in my life. We all have. I'm not running for office, and more importantly, I'm not out there talking about family values, traditional marriage...
So this is really an effort by the liberals to find any imperfection in a conservative that they can to get them to stop talking about family values because it goes against their ideology.
Oh, I don't think. I think they're just trying to drum up ratings and they want sensational news.
If it turned out tomorrow that some other family values candidate like Rick Santorum had once stolen a pack of Juicy Fruit gum from a store 24, it would be in the front page of every liberal newspaper in America to show what a hypocrite he is because he talks about honesty and family values. That's gotcha journalism. That's liberal media bias gotcha journalism. It's disgusting. CBS ought to be ashamed of themselves. MSNBC should be ashamed of themselves. And even Fox News, who perpetuated this after the story came out, they all ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, but Fox has taken gotcha journalism and sensationalism to a new level.
Oh, please.
I mean, they've been doing it.
Have you seen MSNBC?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, it's just a left-wing version of Fox. I didn't say it wasn't. But Fox just goes to... I mean, come on, Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck is gone.
Yeah, but he had a home there for
years.
When I watch
the news, I don't mean the commentators. I'm not talking about Bill O'Reilly or Haney. Those are commentators. That's not news. When I'm watching the news at the top of the hour, I flip back and forth between CBS, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox to see what their lead stories are because I like to watch them all copy each other because they all think they're all so different and they're not. And what I see is news on CBS that is clearly slanted left. I see news at the top of the hour on CNN, which is, let's go MSNBC, clearly slanted far to the left. News on CNN, which is covertly slanted to the left. But slanted to the left nonetheless. When I watch news on Fox News, I don't see a slant.
I do.
On the news. I'm talking about the news when they say, okay, it's the top of the hour, we're doing news. I don't see a slant.
I
see it on O'Reilly. I see it on Hannity. I used to see it on Beck.
I see the phrasing that they use. I think if you got 10 people in a room and they watched, you know, just grab 10 random people and put them in a room, made a focus group, and watched like 5 hours of just regular news on Fox. I think they probably agree that there's definitely a bias there.
Yeah, not on the news. I don't see it. And I watch a lot of news. I'm just as against right-wing media news bias as I am left-wing media news bias. I don't see it on Fox. What I do see on Fox is stuff that's way worse in other categories. I mean, some of the things that I see, the yelling and the screaming among three talking heads, I get a second and a half of that, and I change the channel.
Well, that's why I have to listen to NPR.
Yeah, I mean, it's what they do when they're not doing news, I think, for the most part on Fox, is just awful. I mean, the talking head left wing, that we have this guy from the right and this guy from the left. Like, there's no other position on the planet. There's the left position and the right position, the Democrat position, the Republican position. And then it's like somebody blows a whistle like a referee and they all just yell at each other.
Well, that's what we've been, but we're conditioned to think that, though, that there's two sides, there's a left and a right, and you have to present both sides. But there's actually usually more than two sides to any story.
Right.
It's much more complicated. And what annoys me about Fox is even when they try to give some kind of balance, they find the most milquetoast, weak-kneed, pathetic liberal, right. Like Alan Combs.
Yeah, you're right. But MSNBC is far worse than Fox in every category, no matter what you're talking about.
You got this guy
on the Ed Show, and he's making all kinds of outrageous statements. You've got what's his name that does wiffle ball, Chris Matthews, just awful. I mean, he gets guys on that are from the right that aren't even right. I mean, they don't even moderate.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Chris Matthews fan, but I don't think Ed Schultz is any worse than Glenn Beck.
So I'm going to be talking at the Lincoln-Reagan dinner at the Chelmsford Republican Town Committee dinner this week, this Friday night, and I certainly appreciate Tom Gilroy, all the guys out there that were interested in having me come and speak. That's something that maybe we'll even tape, and if other speakers have something interesting to say, maybe we'll bring that stuff in for next week anyway. So.
Well, that sounds interesting.
All right, very good. Do we have a caller on the line, Tim? All right, and in about a minute or two, hopefully she'll be calling in. The Valley Patriot is taking on a new venture. Tennis.
Yes.
What is this? The pause comes because I want to say Paul, but you're not Paul. We've got Danny the Lesbian. And Danny the Lesbian does our lesbian column because I get a lot of flack from this from my friends on the right, but I believe in free speech. So she writes her lesbian column. And I was thinking the other day, you know, how do we get more people to read the paper who are generally not in the demographic that would pick up what you would consider a conservative newspaper? I want more liberal content, but liberals won't write for us. So I said, how can we branch out? Well, we got Puppy Girl, which was the best get anybody could ever have.
People love puppies.
Yeah. That's and so we've got Puppy marketing. Girl. We've got some health columns now that bring in people that are not, you know, politically, ideologically looking for right-wing stuff. And started talking to some people who were part of a woman's softball league. And I started thinking, this could be a good get on both sides. This could be a win-win for everybody. So what we decided to do is sponsor a couple of softball teams. And we got the right to rename the softball teams.
Oh, God.
And we're going to have the Valley Patriot on the jersey of the softball teams. And we're going to not only go and cover the events and put in their schedules, but we're also going to have them come on the show and promote their softball league so we can open up to a whole new category of listeners on this show and a whole new category of readers in the Valley Patriot.
I think that's brilliant. You're going to name a softball team.
Yeah, they're going to be called the Valley Patriots. it's an over 30 woman softball league team. So I think on the line, do we have Megan? Is that who we have? We have Megan from the softball league. I think it's DTS. Can you tell us what that stands for, Megan?
Yes. Hi. How are you, Tom?
Good. Well, she sounds almost as cute as Puppy Girl.
DTS stands for Dirt the Skirt. Curiosity has got me. Can you tell me what you think Dirt the Skirt means?
That you girls are down in the dirt fielding balls. And that you're not wearing, I don't know, you got me.
Very good guess. No, actually, if you think back to the movie League of Their Own, it is something that Gina Davis hollers out. She says, dirt the skirt, and basically it means you need to slide.
Oh.
Got to get dirt on the skirt, baby.
I'd love to get a picture of that.
I think we've got a few, but we don't wear skirts.
So how many teams are in your league? How long have you been around? Tell us a little bit about Dirt to Skirt.
Well, first of all, Dirt to Skirt, we do not just play softball. We specialize in softball during the summertime and basketball. over the fall and into the winter. They just finished their basketball last Sunday. They had their championship game. But with the softball, we've been around since 2009. Last year, I want to say there were about 10 or 11 teams in the softball league last year. But don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that. I have been with DTS since the fall during the competitive softball league, which was in the fall, and that's fast pitch. But we also offer a wide variety of other sports, such as flag football. We currently are playing floor hockey at the Haverhill Y on Sundays at 4. But right now, we got a real big push going for our softball season. We're real excited about the Valley Patriots coming this year. And go ahead.
I said, yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's right. We're very excited about that. We're very excited about the partnership we have with the Valley Patriot and with you, Tom. We're very excited about this. But for right now, we've got softball registrations are coming up. Starting next week, we're going to start with an in-person registration. Anybody who comes in and registers in person will actually receive a reduced fee for this year's softball registration. And registration is going to be held Saturday and Sunday at Bases Loaded in Salisbury. And that will be between the hours of 1 and 3 on both days.
Nice. Now, I was listening to this radio station up in the Newburyport area a couple of days ago, so I know that the people in the Salisbury, Amesbury, Groveland area can definitely get us.
Yes, and that is one very large area. We have a number of players who come from all of those communities. We have Seabrook, Salisbury, Newburyport, Amesbury, Merrimack, all down the 495 loop. We have players that come from just over the border in New Hampshire. So we have a very wide reach, and we offer. Everything from, we take in players everywhere, from those who have never picked up a bat in their lives, never thrown a softball or anything, all the way up to people who, played through college and even more. We have one player who was a double-A softball coach, for a college team. And so we have the whole wide range of ladies coming out and playing.
Now, are you still looking for a coach?
We are always looking for coaches.
All right,
looking for coaches.
I've got a guy in Methuen who said he's very interested. As soon as I posted this on Facebook, his name is Tom Firth from Methuen. He's a mover and a shaker kind of guy. He's a doer, not a talker. And he said he's very interested, so I'll pass his information along to you. I can't tell you how excited I am to be able to go to a girls' softball team and watch the Valley Patriots. I can't wait. Now, do you guys have like a World Series? Do you guys have like a championship playoff? Because we want to make sure that we knock off all the other players so you'll win.
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. Coming up to the end of the season, however the rankings fall, we fall into a playoff, a little postseason. So, and I cannot tell you who won last year. Like I said, I'm going on my first year being with DTS, so I didn't play summer softball. I played fall baseball, softball. Last year.
All right,
so,
Megan.
But we are...
No, go ahead.
We are very excited. Very excited about this season. This is actually probably going to be what I would call our breakout season. This is going to be the big year. The year where our founder, Christine, she likes to use the pun, we're going to hit it out of the park this year.
Excellent. Nice.
Yeah, so we offer everything to our players. We have all the equipment. If you have your own equipment, great, bring it. But you don't need to have any equipment to get started. We have umpires that we hire that come in and officiate all the games. We even provide insurance for all of our players. So that's one big thing that our league does.
Excellent. Now, I know that there's another league that's near you guys, and I guess there's a little bit of you guys kind of don't like each other. But what I'm thinking of is maybe sponsoring a team in the other league, and if they become the champion of their league, sponsoring a Valley Patriot World Series between the two of you. What do you think of that?
Ooh.
Huh?
We would have to definitely look into that.
Yeah.
I'm not all that familiar with any of the other leagues in the area. So that is something that, yeah, That would be interesting.
I'm full of ideas, you know.
That would be interesting.
I'm full of ideas. So I'm always looking to take everything to the next level, even before I get to the level I'm at. So we're hoping that the Valley Patriots are going to be the number one softball team. And where do you guys play? Groveland, Salisbury, Amesbury area?
Well, our games are all played at the Pines in Groveland,
okay,
which is right on 113 next to the, I believe it's next to the police station or the fire station right there. Great big park. It's a lot of fun. And so that's on Saturdays that we have our games, Saturday afternoons. And so we play softball at the Pines in Groveland. We don't play softball in any other towns.
So you don't play any away games? There's no away games anywhere else?
No, uh-uh. You know, you have the home team and the away team. It's just basically which dugout do you get.
I see.
But no, we don't travel at this point in time. We've found that we have, our league, we have enough teams, you know, to be able to play just among our own league. And that keeps us pretty busy as it is.
All right, well, listen, Megan, I certainly appreciate you guys coming on board with the Valley Patriot. I'm probably more excited than you guys are.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, think about it. I'm going to be coming and taking pictures of hot girls playing softball, getting all sweaty. Are you kidding? So I'm way more excited than you guys are. Any parting thoughts before we let you go? When is your first game?
Well, our opening day is the first Saturday in May. I want to say it's May 3rd, but it's the first Saturday in May. We haven't nailed down a time yet, but anybody who is interested can do a couple of different things. First and foremost, check out our website or our Facebook page. Website is dtssports.com. That's just like dirt the skirt, dtssports.com. You can check us out there. We have all the information about our upcoming events, including the registration for the summer softball that's coming up. We'd really love to see people come on out. Meet us at Bases Loaded. That will be February 11 and 12, that's next Saturday and Sunday. We will be there we'll be there from 1 to 3. So
right.
Come on out. Have a great time. You can, you know, go into cages and start warming up anyway, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
All right, Megan, thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for having us at the DTS Sports. We're way more excited than you guys are.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I can't say who's more excited because we are pretty thrilled. But, you know, thank you very much for not only joining us, partnering with us, but also for letting me on your show. I look forward to a great, great season and a great relationship.
We have to get a team picture of all of the girls, like, kissing me all at the same time.
Oh, God.
We'll see what we can do for you, Tom. We'll get it all signed, too. How's that?
Thank you, Megan.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
All right. Always.
Bye-bye.
Always going to try and push the envelope.
You have no shame.
None at all. None at all.
Hey, look,
I don't care if all of my listeners think I'm a complete dirtbag. If I actually could get a picture like that, it's worth it.
I think it's great that you're sponsoring a softball
team. My position that I don't think girls should play sports.
I had no idea that there was that much.
Oh, yeah.
Softball.
And there's two different leagues. So we're going to do the Valley Patriots at the DTS League and the Valley Patriots in the other league. And we'll talk about who they are at a subsequent show. And then, like I said, if they both win the championships of their league, the Valley Patriots are going to sponsor a full-blown World Series between the Valley Patriots and the Valley Patriots. I mean, talk about a great get.
No, I think that's great. And I like how this is something that everybody can get involved with, and it's not just, you know, the jocks. And not that there's anything wrong with jocks, but there's just regular people who just want to go out and have a good time and play. It seems like there aren't a lot of opportunities for people that want to do that, and I think this is pretty great.
All right, back after this on Paying Attention, where everybody gets it, even DTS Sports and the Valley Patriots.
Crying in baseball.
This is Mayor Edward Bud Caulfield, and I listen to Paying Attention every Saturday right after the Warren Shaw Show. And Tommy, you bring out all the truth and the news to everyone in the Merrimack Valley.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is Methuen Councilor Bill Manzi, and you are listening to the Paying Attention radio program. And now back to Sharon Pollard's secret love interest, Tom Duggan.
Alrighty, 978-454. Bingo, let's let it be me. God, I love this music. And by the way, that's not Shakira, though. Although you would think that it is. That's not a Shakira wannabe called Thalia, who's almost as hot as Shakira because she gained a little bit more weight. I think Shakira needs a few more hamburgers and should be perfect.
Yeah, she's gotten really skinny.
Yeah, I hate that. 978-454-4980. Now, what were you asking me off the air about the map? What is that?
Yeah, how did you manage to get into, like, you know, Gardner, Wichenden, you know, Hubbardston?
Yeah, I didn't even know Templeton. There was a Hubbardston until now with the Valley. So the Valley Patriot.
Ashburnham.
Valley Patriot got a call from a guy named Dan DeBruhl who lives in the Ashburnham-Gardner area. He's a Tea Party guy, and he came up here for an event, I guess, grabbed a bunch of Valley Patriots and brought them back to his Tea Party meeting in the Gardner area, in the Gardner Tea Party. And the response that we got was just a tidal wave of emails and calls from people in that area saying, and I'll paraphrase because they were all, you know, worded differently, but basically they said that we are a one newspaper area, that the one newspaper is just horrible, it's got a liberal slant, and that even on the local level, if you're a conservative in a nonpartisan selectman position, they go after you because they don't want you to be on the farm team to be able to elevate to run for state rep, state senate later on. So I had all these people sending me emails saying, we love this newspaper, how can we get it out here? And my answer is to anybody in any community, I don't care how far away you are, if you want the Valley Patriot to deliver in your area, here's what you need to do. Now, I tell this to everybody, and most times I get no response, but on this one I did. What you need to do is you need to go out there and get me a commitment of $800 or $1,000 worth of advertising from your area. I will take that money. I will buy two or four more pages for the paper, and I will dedicate those pages to your area. And then I'll call your local selectman, I'll call your local mayor, your local town manager, find out what's going on in your area, your town, and we'll start covering it. And then that'll be it. But it's all got to be revenue driven. So Dan DeBruhl calls me and he says, okay, so that's all I have to do? I'm like, yeah, well,
that's a good response.
I'm like, let me tell you something, Chico. I've had like 10 people ask me the exact same question and I got crickets out of them by the end of the conversation. He called me back less than 24 hours later and said, okay, I've scrounged up about $1,000. How can I get you the money? And I almost fell off my chair. The thirst, the hunger in the Gardner area for some kind of fair and balanced, I hate to steal Fox's thing, but for some kind of fair media representation that's not just going to go out and kick the living crap out of somebody because of their liberal ideology on the local level, that the hunger is just amazing out there. I've never seen this much of a yearning for my newspaper in any community as I have in the Gardner area. So I told Dan, you get me the checks, which he has. You get me the checks. We'll dedicate the pages, which we have. And starting in February, you have the map. Read the towns we're going to be in starting in February, the new towns.
Yeah, you've got Wichenden, Ashburnham, Gardner, Templeton, Hubbardston, Westminster, Leominster, Fitchburg.
Yeah, Fitchburg. Fitchburg. So we'll have, starting next week, we're going to have a newspaper box outside the Fitchburg post office. We'll have one outside the Leominster post office. And then Dan is going to deliver to all the little stores in all the towns, Hubbardston, Townsend, Wichenden, Ashburnham, those.
You should try to get the T-stop out there, too.
Oh, is there one out there?
Yeah, that's the train ends out.
Yeah, see, at some point, I'm going to have to drive out there.
That's a big deal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At some point, I'm going to have to drive out there and drive around and just kind of get a lay of the land of the Gardner area so I know how to kind of get around to different towns and scope out some great places for boxes. By the way, we are in Market Basket in all of our 35 communities. We're in Hannaford's in at least 4 of our 35 communities. We're in Big Lots in 2 of our 35 communities. What are you laughing at? What's
just
so funny?
Big Lots.
Hey, look, it's foot traffic. All I'm looking for is foot traffic.
I'm not going to tell you I've never been in one.
Love Big Lots. Love Big Lots. Love Big Lots. Love Walmart. Love all these. So starting, the paper comes out on, our 100th edition comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it's going to be Tuesday, but Wednesday at the latest. And by Friday, if you live in the Gardner area, you'll be able to read Gardner Mayor Hawk's first column in the Valley Patriot. We've already got a picture of him holding the Valley Patriot for that, what we call the hostage shot. And we're going to start covering Gardner. And so if you live in the Gardner, Ashburnham, Leominster, Fitchburg area and you're listening, and you can because we get out that far, the radio signal does reach there, give us an email at valleypatriot@AOL.com. Let us know when the Gardner senior high school play is going to be. Let us know what your local senior center activities are going to be. Let us know what local elections are coming up, and we'll cover it. And we've got people on the ground in the Gardner area. We've got volunteers who are going to go to these events, cover these events, take pictures of these events, and we just want to welcome the Gardner area to the Valley Patriot family. So we get the softball team going, we've got the Gardner expansion going, and boy, if I'd known it was going to be this good, I would have left my ex-girlfriend a long time ago. if I'd known that all it took was just getting rid of her was going to open up tons of possibilities, that would have been my move four or five. I wouldn't have waited as long as I did.
There's no bitterness at all.
None.
In that statement.
None. Well, she screwed up my kid, so That's a bitterness that'll never go away. When someone screws with your kid, that's just something that just never goes away.
I understand.
978-454-4980. So we've got about 6 minutes left.
How's that hostage situation, by the way?
Yeah, I'm actually getting updates as we go that there was, and again, I'm not on the ground because I'm on the air. So I'm not listening to the scanner and getting you confirmed information. But from the three people that are feeding us stuff on Facebook right now as we speak, there was a hostage situation. I'm not sure if it's still going on. Please call onto the air if you're there and you know what's happening. But there was or is a hostage situation going on Farnham Street in Lawrence, and also one of our spotters on the ground who is there at the scene said that they were really hoping it would be Tennis Lily so that he wouldn't be on the show today.
Well, we did kind of waste about 20 minutes talking about media bias.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a waste at all. I think people need to understand when they consume news, whether it's radio, TV, or newspapers, or even the internet, that just because something says news doesn't mean it's objective. And we're going to talk about that in... actually, we can even start now and go through the break if you want. I don't know if you saw this story in the Alabama Eagle. We call it the Alabama Eagle because the Eagle Tribune is owned by a company in Alabama.
Right.
I always have to qualify that because people get mad. Why do you call it the Alabama Eagle? This is a story from January 25th. This is a week and a half ago. Wanted to talk about it last week. Didn't have time. It was written by Jill Himazinski, who I really think a little bit more of than...
I like Jill.
I like Jill a lot. I really think a little bit more of her than what this story reflected. And I don't know if this story is the result of her editors telling her to write this story or if this is something she chose to write. So we'll give her the benefit of the doubt going in. I'm going to read this real quick. And then, Tennis, I want you to tell me why the Valley Patriot will never, ever, ever write a story like this ever. The headline says, "Police break up party at Methuen school superintendent's home." Police broke up a party at school superintendent Judy Scannell's Pleasant Street home early Saturday morning. Open beer bottles were found in the house and on the property, but no arrests were made. Scannell was in New York when her daughter, and I'm not going to tell you her name, who's 18 years old and a college student, came home for the weekend and decided to have, quote, a few friends over on Friday night, according to the police report. But other uninvited people showed up at the 75 Pleasant Street house across from the Tenney Elementary School and brought liquor with them, according to the report. The daughter Scannell, whose name we're going to withhold here on the show, told police, but the Tribune printed her name, by the way, told police that a majority of the uninvited guests were hanging out in the backyard and that she had asked them to leave, but they were still hanging around when the police showed up. Police found beer bottles and cups on a picnic table in the backyard and in the kitchen. Police yesterday said that the incident was handled properly and neither Scannell nor her daughter were given preferential treatment by investigating officers. No one was arrested at the party. No one was found to be directly in possession of alcohol, Police Captain Randy Hagar said. And then there's a couple of quotes from the superintendent. And according to officers, they saw quite a few people leaving Scannell's house. Some were crossing Pleasant Street to the Tenney School parking lot where cars were parked, according to the report. So I didn't give you everything. I cut out about three paragraphs that weren't really important to this discussion. Tennis, why will the Valley Patriot readers never be burdened with a non-story like this?
Well, I mean, I think you're the better judge of it's your paper.
If you owned a newspaper, would you write it? Would you allow a story like this to be published?
I think my first question would be if this was Jane Doe, who's just a random person, would that be a story?
Right. Much less, by the way, front page. This wasn't just a story. This was a front page story.
Yeah, I don't think that's hardly front page news. If this is something that might show up in the police blotter,
right?
That's probably where it would stay. I mean, obviously, it's controversial because, in the eyes of some people, because, well, it's a superintendent of schools and, you know, these are underage kids. But, I mean, front page news? No, I don't even, I mean, I just don't see it. I just don't see why it's worth ink.
All right, when we come back, I'll tell you the three reasons why you'll never read a story like this in the Valley Patriot. 978-454-4980. Tons of stuff to get to when we come back on Paying Attention, where everybody gets it.